On Friday night, it was Harvard-Cornell, the rematch. The first time around, it was Cornell coming away with a dominating 36-point victory. This time on Harvard's home court, the Crimson looking for a more favorable result. There were 14 NBA scouts in attendance, unheard of for an Ivy League matchup, to watch a trio of potential pros in Jeremy Lin, Ryan Whitman, and Jeff Foote. And from the top, Lin getting it going for the Crimson, he gets the floater to fall and has Harvard on the board first. The three-point shooting, though, for Ryan Whitman, one of the parts of his game the scouts wanted to see, and boy, did he put on a show. Whitman knocks down his second triple in just the first 6 minutes of play, and the score is all knotted up at 10. Now it's Witt showing a little versatility. He gives Eric Peck a little love with a no-look pass, and the freshman gets the three to fall to put the red up a half dozen. 5 minutes left in the first now, and Foote goes to work down low. He uses a little nifty footwork in the post to throw down, and it's the red up by 10. They would lead by 9 at the break. Second half now, and Lewis Dale gets involved in the scoring from the outside. He connects from deep 3 times in less than a 2 minute span and had 20 points on the night. That one pushed the lead out to 17 for the red with 12 left to play. Just when it looked all but over, though, this one turned into the Brandon Curry show for Harvard. Freshman scored 5 in a row, and a couple minutes later, it's another one of the Harvard freshmen, Christian Webster, with the deep ball. And all of a sudden, the Cornell lead is just 5. It was getting rowdy in Cambridge, and Steve Donahue wanted to stop in the action. What'd you tell him, Coach?
This is a gut check. Here you go. You got yourselves a game. We're not gonna lose this in any way by not being aggressive.
First possession out of the timeout, and Donahue gets the result he was looking for. Whitman connects from deep for 3 more of his game-high 27, and then he gets a little help from his friends. It's John Jakes going down low to Foote for the baby hook over a pair of Harvard defenders, and then the 7-footer returns the favor. A little give-and-go action results in a Jake's layup to extend the Cornell lead to 13 with just over 2 minutes left, and that was enough to ice it as the Red escaped with a 79-70 victory. After the game, it was a Big Red talking about the performance of Ryan Whitman.
I just think he played with just a nastiness, a confidence, a swagger tonight that he wouldn't want his team to lose.
Coming off screens, he's always ready to shoot. He's got his feet set. You can't give him much space, and I think that's what makes him so great. He's got a quick release, and I'll knock it down.
Let me just say that Lou does most of the work there, and that's pretty easy to hit the open jumper when he attracts all the defense like that.
The 100 or so games that Jeff Foote and Ryan Whitman and Lewis Dale and John Jakes and Jeff Reeves have played together. I think you saw that tonight in stretches when Harvard made runs. I think we stayed poised and confident and made things. And our league is so different. I don't think other people around the country understand how important these games are. You just can't afford to slip up if you want to win a championship.
With the win tonight over Harvard, Cornell stays tied atop the Ivy League standings with Princeton with just 1 loss apiece. From Levitas Pavilion, I'm Sam Alenikoff, Slope TV.